Right, now we've got to move on with this. It's a mobile phone. And it's also an internet, and it's an address book, and it's a camera. And if it's possible to do this, then I wonder, is it possible to turn a Range Rover into a sports car? Now, obviously, it's very difficult when you've got a bunch of hippies chained to the production line, but that hasn't stopped Land Rover from trying.
This is what they've come up with, the Range Rover Sport.
They say that making it was a challenge, and I'm not surprised, because things which are tall are not sporty. I know this.
Even so, this new car goes from 0 to 60 in 7 seconds. And it has so much power that the top speed has had to be pegged at 140 to stop the tyres bursting. And what's more, Land Rover say it's not just fast in a straight line. They say that thanks to some fancy new anti-roll bars, it can also handle the bends.
They're right, it does. The steering's sharp, the brakes are massive, it doesn't roll too much. Bump and then a bend. And it just takes it all in its stride. Aren't anyway? It's very, very good, this. It's really very, very, very good.
I'd say it was even more nimble than a Porsche Cayenne Turbo. And more comfortable, and more economical. Probably do 12 miles to the gallon, if you're careful.
And then there's the driving position. See, in a normal off-road car, you sit up high and you have to kind of reach down to operate everything. But in this, I'm still sitting high up, but they've raised the centre console and the whole dashboard, so I feel cocooned, like I'm in the cockpit of a fighter bomber. We're now cruising at 35,000 feet, which we are.
So, quite an achievement then, turning a mud-plugging Range Rover into a growling Nighthawk mud mover. Except they haven't, because this isn't a Range Rover. I know it looks like a Range Rover, but the Sport is 5 inches shorter and lower. The two cars don't share a single piece of bodywork, and it's the same story underneath. The chassis is from the new Discovery. The brakes are from Brembo. The supercharged 4.2-litre V8 engine is from Jaguar, and so's the steering. And it uses the same sort of suspension components as a Porsche 911. Sounds great, but there are some drawbacks.
If that pulled up outside your house, you'd think, oh no, a drug dealer is here. And then there are some of the details. I mean, the radiator grille, for example, looks like the sort of towel rail that would be bought by the left back for Cheshire United. Then you've got this black stuff here around the bottom of the window. I know why they've done it, to cover up the fact the dashboard's been raised, but it's ugly. And so are the side skirts. But the worst thing of all is the tailgate, because on a proper Range Rover, it splits like that. On this one, you can either open the rear window for no reason that I can think of, or you can open the whole tailgate. Fine, but you're at a point to point, okay? Without a flappy bit down here, where do you sit?
Of course, the Sport is cheaper than a proper Range Rover. You can have one with a turbo diesel V6 for £34,000, which is almost cheaper than a horse.
But I'm sorry, you can't have this car with a diesel engine. Be like saying, well, I won't go to Stringfellows tonight, I'll get my mum to give me a lap dance. She's a woman? Yeah, but...
You have to have this £59,000 supercharged V8, because taste and tailgate aside, it really does seem to have all the bases covered. It's a high-riding fat boy hot hatch, a satellite-guided stereo with 20-inch rim.
It's also a 140-mile-an-hour mobile phone, it's a living room, it's got a fridge, and I'm fairly sure that somewhere in here there's a tool for getting the stones out of horses' hooves.
It seems to do everything. But does it? Because it now has sport steering and sport suspension and a sporty spoiler at the front, does it mean it no longer works off-road? Well, to find out, we've devised a little test. This is a Challenger 2 tank. It has a 12-cylinder diesel engine which produces 1,200 horsepower, and that's enough for a top speed of nearly 40 miles an hour. Not bad for something which weighs 62 tons.
The thing I'm most interested in, though, is the big gun, which, as you can see, is rifled for greater accuracy. Not like those smoothbore American ones that just hit something over there. It fires a smorgasbord of ammunition, chief among which really you've got high explosive rounds which hit the target and blow it to pieces, or the depleted uranium rounds which penetrate the armour on the target and give everyone inside two heads.
The natural habitat for the Challenger 2 is Salisbury Plain, 94,000 acres of scarred and rutted terrain swarming with heavy armour. You'd be mad to bring a car here, but you'd have to be insane to bring one here for a fight with a Challenger 2 and its crew.
The idea is that I've got to drive the Range Rover Sport from here, okay, yeah, to those woods over there, and you've got to see if you can get your gun pointed at me in such a way that if you push the fire button, I'd be history. Who's the gunner? Who's the one that... You're the gunner?
Yep.
Engaging
I'll be
me.
Keeping you in my sight.
Trying? You'll be trying. No,
I will be.
Sorry. How old are you?
Me, 26.
26. Thinks he knows everything. Just watch this. Watch this.
So here we are on the start line. Goliath and David Beckham.
I have a cunning plan. You see, they'll be expecting me to go forwards because that's where the destination is. Ready?
3, 2, 1, now!
God, that battle turns quickly. But not quickly enough. And straight into the woods.
I'll reverse.
I've read enough war comics to know that tanks can't go in woods.
Halt!
Because they can't move their barrel around. I'm light, I'm nimble, I'm agile.
Oh! Firing!
What I hadn't read, though, was the war comic featuring the Challenger's secret weapon.
Less smoke!
What in the name of all that's holy is he doing?
He's making smoke! I can't see anything!
Keep tracking him, pick him up!
If I don't get going soon, my big hot supercharger will be a red glow on his thermal imaging camera.
I was stuck in the woods being turned into a kipper, so I decided to deploy the car's tyre bursting speed.
And away we go.
Advance.
Over rough ground, the Challenger 2 is the fastest tank in the world. Now I'm doing 40 miles an hour. The tank can go that fast, though. Oh no, I seem to have brought Puff Daddy's car to the Somme. This is where I've had it. You can't drive an off-road car, not even one as good as this, over this kind of surface fast, and you can with a tank.
Speed wasn't working. I couldn't break free from that gun.
Okay, mate, hard right stick, Woody, hard Travis right.
I need some cover. Now what are you going to do? Because I can outturn you, sunshine.
Right, he's going around the circus, little...
Now, you see, what I've done brilliantly is hidden behind these bushes. So I'm fully protected from the high explosive round by the branches.
Get around the corner!
But then it dawned on me that the branches might not actually stop the shell.
Look at this, watch what I can do here.
sneak behind him.
He doesn't know. Yes! Stumped by my agility.
Yeah. And I'm making smoke. Oh, yes.
Stump it as fast as you can.
In seconds, though, he was back on my tail.
Gotta say, I know it's not the most important thing at the moment, but some of the ride comfort has been lost by turning the Range Rover into a sport model.
There was no way I could survive in open ground.
I've got him, I've got him.
Okay, nail him.
Fire him, missed him.
Because that turret can do a full rotation in 9 seconds. So my last chance was to try some serious off-roading.
If I can get down to the bottom of this ridge here, he won't be able to come down. Oh, but I've got, wait a minute, neutral. I want that on. Low range. Come on, hurry up! He can't follow me down here, and when I'm at the bottom, his gun won't go low enough to be able to get me. He's just coming down.
Quick down.
So if I just back up again. Don't let me down now. Do not let me down now.
Harness it.
Be good off-road.
Keep going around. Power.
Be a good off-road car. You are. Oh, yes. I have to say, I really was expecting this to be useless off-road, and it just isn't.
That bought me some more time, but not much.
This really is just a battle of rage, who runs out of fuel first. And that's a bad plan, because I suspect it's going to be me. You can't get away from it. It is really a very, very good off-road car, this. It really is. But if you're planning on invading another country, use a tank.
Come on, hit him now!
Target
stop. One time's clock to destroyed. Well done.
And now I'm dead. Blown to pieces. And these are the gentlemen who blew me to pieces. Give them a big round of applause.
Well done.
My heroes.
Yeah.
Well done.
No, that was a great day out, that really was.
Can
fantastic.
I just say, I've got doubts about this car. I mean, it is brilliant, there's no doubt about
it. Oh,
it's
a piece of engineering. You have to doff your cap to the Land Rover engineers. It's epic.
It is, but I think you're going to know where I'm going with this. I think you're going to agree, because what's going to happen, at some point, you'll be at the lights in your sport, and somebody's going to pull up next to you in a proper big Range Rover, and you're going to look and think, look how high they are.
Well, you always think.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And that has a much better interior than the sport, and it has the fold-down tailgate.
Yep. And you can have that engine in this one.
Yeah, you have the supercharged engine.
Then you've
exactly.
Got a lot.
What I would say in conclusion is that if you're really not hammering down a road, this sport is what? 6 or 7% better than the normal Range Rover, okay?
Eight.
Final offer, 8% better than the normal Range Rover. But for everything else, that's best. So really, that would be what we'd say in summary, is that if you're going to buy a Range Rover, make it a proper one.
Not that anyone will listen to that, they'll buy the sport, and I reckon, well, every footballer's going to have one for a start.
Ooh, yes.
And by next year, you could walk from Cheshire to Surrey on like a carpet of Range Rover sports without ever touching the ground, all the way.
Absolutely, and do you know what? The Gulf Stream would continue to flow. And on that bombshell, it's time to say goodnight. See you next week. Take care. Bye.